You see?
Got it.
That's why
wow.
we made everybody go through and raise their windows and wash their window seals. Because there's seepage that's going on at all levels. You see, the kingdom is coming. Did we mention that?
Yeah.
Hey, Karen.
Yeah.
Here's your note. Here's the note. The kingdom is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Okay.
It's coming hard.
So now, if you look at, we talked about the Eastern Gate. We talked about the Gates of Pearl. We talked about the Walls of Jasper. We talked about this stupid thing called Revelation. We talked about those vile judgments. We talked about all those things happening. We talked about the things coming down the pike. We talked all about Ezekiel. We talked all about Daniel. We talked about the problems with Job. We went through all things of Hezekiah. We went through Nehemiah. We went through all in details to bring us up to right about right now. It's all about now, right about now. It's all about now,
right about now.
Linens.
And so what did you say about my linens? Let the people hang out in my linens?
People don't know what's in their shifa robes. They don't know what's in them. Their shifa robe, they don't know what damn clothes. You know what's in your closet. You know what's in your cupboards. You know what's there. You know what's there. You like it or not, you know what's there, but people don't have a clue. And so this is that archival retrieval that they're coming through. They ought to know what they know, but instead they goddamn don't know what they know. Okay, I read Pynchon's Gravity's Rainbow, and I still don't know what the fuck's going on. Okay, say that and said, it's on my nightstand. It's been laying on my nightstand for 16 years. I'm not quite picked it up yet, but I have it on my nightstand. I feel better. 700 pages. I may read someday. I may look at it. I'll see about it. See it. That's not helpful to them.
Okay,
or their position.
All right. You bring up Gravity's Rainbow. That was the first book you talked about that you could talk about where the book came from, how Thomas got it from a guy at Boeing or one of those Lockheed companies.
Watson. Got it from Watson.
Yeah, he was a Nazi, and then he got killed when the book came out.
That
book's important because it hints at the Nazi UFO experiments or whatever they're doing with UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we're saying now about Washington, D.C. This is my question. The two levels of aliens that we're dealing with today, this is the Tom Pynchon was on to our scenario. We can reread the book and see that it was accurate. He was telling as Watson told him, what came over to America. Okay, now you want to say
something
when I stopped
you. That was the reference that we said people have read it and still don't get it, but most of them haven't read it. Instead, they've read it and they love it. It's one of their favorite authors. They don't even know what it's about. That's what happens. Because they get about 30 pages and they're going, this is some bullshit. What the fuck is this? I don't know. Is there a plot? I don't know what the plot is here. There's got to be something going on here. You mean I got another read another 680 pages of this shit? Yeah, no, this is not going so good. It doesn't develop, nor does this world you're living in right now. If someone wrote a book about your reality right here, right now, they'd get about halfway through it and go, you know what? You had me at LaRouche. I'm through. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Hey,
what's your name?
Had me. That means I quit. I quit at LaRouche.
Okay.
The LaRouche Quadrant. Okay. I can't go past LaRouche Quadrant. Furry Lent was fun. I like that part. But everything right up to there is like, not so much. You see, that's the Diamond Silk Quadrant.
So does Thomas Pynchon know what Watson said to him? Does Thompson think most of it's fiction? Or does he understand what he wrote about?
No, he absolutely understands because the conscience that it would take to be ridiculous enough to print those goddamn stupid words, you'd have to believe it. You couldn't print that otherwise. This isn't like Hogwarts. This isn't like Hogwarts or Harry Potter. You couldn't just make this up. You had to base it on something.
Right. So the bad Nazi general that was making the rocket and burnt the kids or something, tried to kill the kids. He was working. He did. Yeah, I guess he did. He was working with the UFO technology. That's why it's kind of ambiguous what the hell he's making. Correct?
Yeah. No, Bob. Stop. All Pynchon was trying to do was trying to show you what the end of World War II was like and then how to bring up the V-2 rockets into the German military position. And so that's what's happening right here, right now.
Well, it's at the end of the war, and there's some weaponry.
No, it's what Pig was trying to tell you, Pig Bodine. Pig was trying to show you what was up. And until you figure it out, Kevin didn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Spectro couldn't believe it. No way. No, it wasn't possible. So now what happens is you get to decode the order that you would be devoured.
Now Pig Bodine is Bob Dean, right? It refers to Bob Dean.
That's right.
But when you're saying the world will be devoured now, and that's what had happened in the zone in Europe.
That's right. That's what Roger Mexico believed. Did he not?
Yeah. No, you've got the character name right. I haven't thought of that name in years, but I know who he is. So so Pynchon was describing the time of tribulation for us
right now. But now he did it from then, because the only reference that he could pull to was the end of World War II, which was the end of the world.
Yeah.
So it brought in the paranoid. You had to have a paranoid position. Otherwise, there was no plot.
Right. Okay, so he...
Right.
That's right. So the question of our UFO technology today, what's going on in Area 51, what do the Pentagon aliens have, what are we seeing that's being released by the Pentagon in the footage? That was the same weird mystery that Nazi general was involved in making the rocket. Is that what you're saying? It's a similar
position?
It's
bone-crushingly dense, compulsively elaborate, silly, obscene, funny, tragic, pastoral, historical, physiological, poetic reference of the time as we know it now. That's what Gravity's Rainbow presented.
It was about then, which was up now. About now, what you just said.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Now, the UFO is only mentioned a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's the hidden ground that he's talking about. That's what the technology's trying to make, or the general's trying to make.
That's your Joseph Heller's Catch-22. Same thing.
Which is on my chart also. Gravity's Rainbow.
And John Barth, the Sockweed Factor. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I know that, yeah. Any other?
And then the Cat's Cradle with Kurt Vonnegut Jr., the one you adore, Mother Night.
Yeah.
No issue here.
Mother Night also, besides Cat's Cradle?
Yeah.
No,
Mother Night
two
also. Two books.
Yeah.
And then don't forget V. First work, Danner Edgar's Hyman, B.
No, no, what'd you...
Pynchon's first novel,
yes,
B.
Malta. It's about Volt and Malta.
Danner Edgar Hyman.
What'd he do? What was his book?
He identified the Catch-22 position.
Oh, he's in that book, Catch-22.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He called it powerful ambition.
Rendition, R-E-N?
No, ambition.
Oh, ambition.
That was referenced in The Crying of Lot 49.
Right. What about Donald Barthelme? Mm-hmm. Is he in this group of stories, novels?
But he becomes the antagonist, doesn't he? That's what Vonnegut was trying to prove. Barth and Heller are only sidebars. So
Barth and Elder, did you say? Barth and Elder?
Barth and Heller.
Heller.
See, but Pynchon was much more complex.
Yeah.
Much more of a narcissist, I guess, than Barth.
Right. Well, how does Norman Mailer fit into there?
Who?
Not so much. Yeah. Because, see, Paris, 1913, in the section of V, that's where you start getting the heroin V.
No, the section of Re. What's that? The section of Re.
V.
What's that?
V.
Oh.
V is in victory.
They talk about 1913 and V?
Yeah. Lesbian passions for the young ballerina.
Is that, who wrote that? Or that in
Thomas
the Pynchon. Book?
Thomas Pynchon, yeah.
And now that's
Thomas
about Prince Edward V or something, right? Or George V is one of those.
It is. But you're asking about Norman Mailer.
Yeah.
So that brings you all the way up to Pig Bodine and then Clayton Buddy Plickwitz.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay,
they all
so.
Together.
Right.
Weissman.
Norman Bailey.
Weissman. The German Lieutenant Weissman, Bob. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's the guy building the rocket.
Masochistic lover in Africa, 1922.
Well, you know, Mailer, in his book on the mind of Hitler, he has this general leaving at the end of the book, moves to America. That's symbolic of Project Paperclip and the UFOs and that,
yeah.
Coming over and taking over the Pentagon.
That's what's laid out when it's deciphered as these mysterious atmospheric radio signals that spelled out Wittgenstein's proposition. For the world is all
Witten
that
who?
Is the case.
Wittgenstein? Who, say that word again.
W-I-T-T-G-E-N.
Oh. Wittgenstein.
D-E-I-N. Apostrophe.
Yeah, Ludwig Wittgenstein. And you possibly asked about what's the device that comes
the
after his name?
The proposition. The world is all that is the case.
Okay, so these were American novels in the 60s. McLuhan was writing a novel in his books. Understand me, he's a novel done in a different way. Did anybody notice that of the names you knew, or
mm-hmm.
they ignored him?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know he was a novel.
They did. They all paralleled it to the essay on The Mechanism of Paranoia from Sigmund Freud.
Mm. That's the trigger. That's the the ground that they were bouncing on.
Well, that and Faust. Don't forget Faust.
Yeah.
But now that's who. Now you remember Princess Anne?
Yeah.
Mountbatten. She was treated by Sigmund Freud and she was deaf. So they found her like an imbecile. So they did all kinds of nasty, vulgar things to her. Sigmund Freud is responsible for that.
They did nasty stuff to her?
Electroshock therapy, shocks, did all kind of perturbed drugs. They did all kind of things.
And that's Mountbatten's wife?
Mother.
Mountbatten.
Mother.
Oh, the mother.
Mother.
Okay.
Princess
right,
Alice from Greece.
So grab these rainbow.
There's a key there. Wait, there's a key there. Don't drop that key. We don't have to do it now, but we're going to do it later. Just remember. You're good.
Yeah, Princess who? His mother?
Alice.
What did you just... Alice is the mother.
Princess Alice. Alice is the mother of Prince Philip Mountbatten.
And Alice is the one who got zapped by Freud.
Correct. She was born in Windsor Castle. She was a princess from Greece. She was Queen Victoria was her grandmother.
Well, Prince Philip was a Greek-connected person.
That's because of his mother.
Mm, okay. And this Alice was his sister then?
His mother!
Oh, Alice is the mother. Well, who's the daughter? What's the name of the daughter?
No daughter. There is no daughter. There's only they all died. It was only Philip who married the Queen of England, who is also Queen Victoria's granddaughter.
And Philip was something of Queen Victoria, a grandson or something?
Alice was the great-great-grandchild of Queen Victoria. That's right.
And that's Philip's mother. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So first cousins married first cousins, Bob.
Right. So how did the Greek royalty get into the mix in the city of London?
Didn't.
Mountbatten was just the German, Jew, Greek, the connection. That's why it was such a, that's why the Mountbattens were just like nothingness. They were like in between everything.
Mountbatten was Greek. It had some Greek in them.
That was their royal lineage, was the Greek side, from Alice's mother.
So Prince Mountbatten was the son of who? Alice or Alice's mother?
Alice was Philip's mother. There was no Prince Mountbatten. That was Alice's brother.
Okay, Alice is
the one that was supposed to teach Charles how to be king. The one that got blown up in the boat with his twin sons. Come on now, you got this. You live this shit. You aristocracy, rainbow.
1979.
That was from the elegies. The elegies, you remember that?
Yes. So Alice is the daughter. No, is the mother of Prince Philip. Is Alice a mother also of Mountbatten?
She was Mountbatten. That's how Philip became a Mountbatten, because she was married to a Mountbatten. Princess Alice.
Oh, so the guy got blown up. The guy got blown up.
Was her brother, was Alice's brother.
Okay. All right. So Alice's husband.
We didn't mean to be so vulgar. You know all this. We're just being nice.
Yeah. Alice's husband was the father of Prince Philip. Who was the husband of Alice?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Mm. He was a knockabout.
Okay. All right. So Gravity's Rainbow, very point. If you consider the 31,000 plus hours we've done with Ion, it's like a massive Homeric poem. And it began very early with Gravity's Rainbow, because that was what's going to unfold 10 years later, the Gravity's Rainbow significance. Correct?
Yeah. In essence.
And I can see in this novel, he touches on LaRouche and Mae Brussel stuff. He definitely has William Irwin Thompson stuff. He has McLuhan stuff. And maybe Croker stuff. I don't know if he gets to Croker level of tech body. But it does contain those quadrants, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it does. But now let's be real quick. The mother was institutionalized, but the father was Prince Andrew of Greece and of Denmark. That was the son of King George the First.
That's way back before the American Revolution.
That was Philip's daddy. But they didn't count him as that because he was fucked up.
Oh, and he was still alive.
Yeah, but he ran off with his mistress, see, so it's like nothing else happened. So when Philip was talking about his daddy, Prince Philip of Edinburgh, the one that married the Queen of England, they never talked about the father because he was like a knockabout. We said it was not known, but his actual father was Prince Andrew of Greece and Denmark. But he was never credited with being the father. But Princess Alice was, but she was fucked up. She was messed up.
Is Prince Philip a werewolf?
Yes.
Shh, don't say nothing. Yes, we won't have this public, but a lot of the people you're talking about.
You can make it public. You can make it. That's like a princess. That's like Princess Cecile of Greece and Denmark.
Yeah. Yep. So these people we're talking about, they go back to George I. That's the werewolf part of the house of the Queen Elizabeth, whatever the house is called.
Donatus of Hesse and the Rhine of the third eldest sister of Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, but when did the werewolf start? Back with the War of the Roses?
Prince Ludwig of Hesse.
And when was, was Shakespeare happening then?
Like 1311, 1312.
Okay. Know? So that's when so a lot of royalty through the British Empire was werewolves. That's the big secret.
Don't say werewolves. You don't know what you don't know what a lichen is. So you're not qualified to have that conversation. So don't say that. That's not the right word. what happens is they have a blood disorder that presents itself in generational representation as werewolfism, okay? But not all of them are. That's what the whole Torchwood thing was about. That's what the whole Cullinan, we say Culligan, but they give us hell about it. The Cullinan diamond with Prince Albert, with King Albert, was supposed to straighten out. They were addressing it, Bob. They had a problem. They had pure blood. They had to inbreed. They couldn't let it outside their house. So it's not like they were all running around as goddamn vampires. It wasn't quite like that. They had enough mistletoe oil to keep it in check until they lost Buckingham Palace. And I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. Because now the Earl of Wessex is in trouble.
Is he a werewolf or have this problem?
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Right, yeah. So we can broadcast what we're just talking here.
Might as well. They're not going to live long enough to be bothered by it.
Yeah, we can broadcast it.
Yeah,
might as well.
Please,
might as well.
Please do. Please do.
All right. So
although Princess Beatrice can get it, she's pretty hot, Bob. She can get it. She can get that. Yeah, she can get it.
How old is she?
Late 30s. Okay. She's sister to Princess Eugenia.
And who are they daughters of?
Andrew.
Oh, okay. So they discuss it with Andrew's philandering in the Epstein Island? Or they don't care?
No relative. They're all set. They don't care. They got their own tacos to fill. They don't have to worry about something else going on. It's all big. See, y'all make a big to-do about things, and everybody else is all... If they were as good a narcissist as you, Bob, they couldn't think of anybody else or be tired of anything else. They'd be too busy worrying about themselves, wouldn't they, Bob?
If they were what? A narcissist like me? Is that what you just said?
As much a narcissist as you, yes, that's right.
They aren't, so they think about other things.
I know, but if they were, they wouldn't be where you asked, are they worried about this or worried about that? It's like, no, if they're as much of a narcissist as you, they're busy thinking about themselves rather than you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So, Princess Anne sounds like an interesting person in that family. So she's reasonably smart, understands Carolyn. Does she listen to Carolyn's show, or does she figure she's healthy enough? She does?
Yes.
Does she talk to her confidants or friends about Carolyn?
Yes.
Mm. So I would be surprised that how much people talk about Carolyn around the world, because they recognize what she does, what she did, correct?
Yes.
Are they all afraid of her? Like, why don't they call her up, talk to her?
She doesn't answer the goddamn phone. That's why.
Well, they could email somebody.
Do they really have to go to that? They can have a footman come run a message too, Bob, but you've got to receive it. A famous quote from her would be, "Golf seems to be an arduous way to go out for a walk. I prefer to take the dogs out." She prefers to take out the dogs.
Mm. Yeah, did you say that's an arduous way? You start off with the word that?
Yes. Golf seems to be an arduous way to go for a walk.
Oh, G-O-L-F, golf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about we live near a golf course?
Correct.
Yeah. So she's kind of trapped by her historical position as a princess. She's trapped from engaging Dobbstown as much as she would like
not
to.
Not so much. She's not wounded by that. She's all right. She's alive. She's doing okay.
Now, she's on the drops and all that, so that means she can't die if she doesn't kill herself, right?
So far. So far. So
does Princess Anne think about the fact they got kicked out of Buckingham Palace because of their Nazi-associated past? Does that bother her? Does she?
Yeah. Yeah, she's a little crossed by the whole thing. Because she's... Sorry. She feels... that they were, like, taken aback. you know, this is some Margaret's depravity that caused this problem, that she was like fucking some alien or something and caused this big town some disaster. And that's what brought all the shame on the family.
Right. So when we talk about the royal line being werewolves, they don't turn into animals.
No comment.
Okay. So
some do.
But that would explain their horniness. They got this animal
Torchwood.
Aspect of it.
That explains Torchwood. Mm-hmm.
Well, Torchwood's about this guy. Yeah, but Torchwood's the guy who doesn't die.
Yes, that's right. That's the show, Torchwood. There's a real Torchwood Institute. They got to the bottom of their werewolfism. That was the problem. That this scratch, caused the blood problem. That
and what
they call,
what is the blood? What happens when you have the blood problem? You turn into an animal. Is that the problem? It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's a lichen. It's like a lichen.
Yeah.
Lichen.
Okay. Okay. So. Dave Neufeld said, look at COVID, COVID. Now, if you make it backwards, it spells out something. And I asked him what it was, and he just made up a bunch of stuff. What is COVID backwards? What words
spell
is D for?
Spell it.
D-I-V-O-C.
Yeah, Divos.
Right, so what's the Department of Individual Vampires over...
No. What is Devos, Bob? That's the whole thing that's been running South America forever. Remember?
No. You mean the fourth
CKLN.
Right?
Club 22. God damn it. You're going to make us quote your scripture in verse, okay? So you know that.
You were talking about the fourth Reich.
Google it backwards and see what... Google those words and see what comes up. It'll explain it.
Oh, you can Google those letters.
Yeah, in the right order.
Well, it's D-I-V-O-C, or you got to change them around.
Don't do it. Do it just like that. It's so good. Let's see. Tammy Wynette made a song about it. R-D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Remember that song?
Yeah.
You was just a young man, an expiring young Philatherian back in those days, weren't you, Bob?
A Philatherian? What's that?
Philatherian.
Yeah, what's that? Something
one
look
full
up.
Of shit. One of full of shit and doesn't know what he's saying. A Philatherian.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And DivOC is an open-source digital platform for large-scale management and rollout of digitally verifiable credentials associated with various programs.
That's right.
And with,
that's
with
right.
That,
that's why you get shot with it. You become magnetic. You have a magnetic personality after that.
Right. Now, does that involve the Quant family? Are they aware of that and in charge
the
of that?
The Who family? The Who
the
family?
Quant. Quandt. Quant.
Okay. We're going to say yes, but you're giving them a little too much credit.
Okay. Do they work on behalf of someone more secret?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get back to that.
You're talking about Herbert.
Yeah. World War II guy. Let's see.
You don't know that.
Herbert.
See, there you go.
Herbert.
You start with some bullshit and you run into some crap. It's just, come on now.
Herbert, yes, he's the, he saved BMW. He was in Nazi Germany. He was an important part of the armaments for Hitler. Yes, and his, he married, what's her name?
Joanna,
right. And married his third wife. Did these people fake their deaths in any way?
Yeah,
they die
some of them did.
Was
we don't hear much about Herbert, is it?
Is it Herbert?
Herbert.
Mm-hmm. Herbert. Were they the family or the people deeper than Krupp, deeper than the armaments people?
Just say, stop, you're going to get fucked up. The answer is yes. Just take the yes and move on. Come on, you're a yes, but you're starting to tail shit, Bob. You can't be doing this like this now. You know better. But yes,
well,
you're right.
Is the pineal gland a stargate?
That's a great way to say it. That's a way to do it. Okay. Do you know who Carl Rapp is, Bob?
No. Don't know
K-A-R-A-L-R-A-P-P. Okay. If you look him up, you'll understand some of the details to answer the Stargate question of the hypothermis, the thalamus, and the pineal gland, how they connect. You got to have those points. Remember triangulation? Remember that thing that Chad wished he'd figured out? Number one, that thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a connection point. And what you're missing is the lipid. So the answer to what you're saying is yes, but not exclusively. It's not a mutual exclusive position. Just because you figure out the sound wave doesn't mean you can control time.
Right, but this, what I just came across is the key that Carol and Bert are trying to find. They're always talking about the pineal and probably Maggie and the rest of them.
I caught it, Carolyn.
You see that, Carolyn? I'm looking at you, Carolyn. I caught it. I broke through. Do I post this publicly?
Yes, play it. You put on there that Carolyn had a quaint, shitty grin. Shit-eating grin that you've exposed it again. Yeah. But now Bert's not going to acknowledge it. When you ask Bert about it, he's going to say, oh, I don't know. I have to think about it. Oh, I don't know. I got some notes on that. Oh, well, I have to see it. I know. I'll talk to Ara. Ara. I'll see what Ara has to say about it. We'll work it all out. I said, no. I'll call Roy. I'll check with Roy and see what his notes are. That's what I'll do. That'll be good. I'll do that. I'll check with Roy's notes. It'll be great. I'm gonna go on Discord Thursday, and maybe they'll straighten me out. Maybe I have some tickets.
Yeah, or he'll go and find Bob, send it to James back before Ion. He'll find it back in the Bob archives.
Back when James Martinez was James Curtis before he went to the viaduct for soup supper.
So guess what, Carol? Carl Rapp is part of BMW and the Quant Combine. The Quant saved BMW, and Carl Rapp created BMW. Did he have some kind of ability, some talent, you were saying, that allowed him to
be
what he is?
That's the part of Switzerland that Bert is so close to, he can taste. Don't say no.
Carl Rapp.
Just be ready to approve it. Don't be on your goddamn holidays. You know how you go off for weeks at a time and nobody knows where the fuck you are. It's terrible.
So Carl Rapp used the geography for a power source for himself.
Yes, that's correct. Excellent. Okay. You did good, Bob. You got it. You got the you got the dot. It's kind of like eating puffs, one after the other.
Huh. Okay. My next point is, I am told Nick, that the Houston Stadium-sized UFO vehicles of the new aliens, coming aliens, would float over 22 countries, okay?
22, that's all they'll be at that time, yes.
Right, and, well, geez, if they're coming in 6 weeks, how could there be 22 countries in 6 weeks? Anyways.
They're falling quickly.
Okay, but Carolyn says, oh, I remember it was 28 countries are left after the dust is cleared. And I said, there's 22 countries.
That's right.
And six empires. Add six empires to the 22 countries. You agree with that?
Yeah, but it won't be Monaco or Mongolia or the Marshall Islands or Mali or Luxembourg or Liechtenstein or Kazakhstan or the Ivory Coast
are the Andorra, Bolivia, Belarus, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Central African Republic, Guatemala, Chad, Paraguay, Vatican City, Sweden, Uzbekistan, and Sale. Won't be.
What's the last one? Sale?
Sale. S-A-O.
S-A-O. Sale. Where's that?
Outside of Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan.
And Uzbekistan starts with E-U? Or the letter U?
U-Z-B.
Oh, yeah.
K I S T A N.
Yeah, Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Mm-hmm.
Now, you were listing countries or empires or both there.
Countries that would not be invaded. There won't
and
be
are, right, because they're too weak and insignificant?
No, they're not. They'll be no longer countries.
Okay, so you named a lot of what's going to go. Okay.
There's a whole bunch, 216 right now, Bob. There's a bunch of them going to go. But they're falling. They're falling. They're free. Free falling. They're falling right now, Bob. I mean, they can't even.
Okay.
They can't even sprint. They can't even present. Can't even pronounce Kiev now. Kiev.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Where's Czechoslovakia, Bob? What happened to Czechoslovakia? It's gone. I don't know. It's gone.
And we can post these names. We can post these names.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Dare you. Dare you to.
Yeah.
Bob. Dare you.
Now, the six empires, I think that we'll be the top
empire.
We're not
going to talk. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. That involves Trafalgar Square, doesn't it?
That well, no. And the war from Trafalgar Square. Do you see? We went through this. We told them why there was a Trafalgar Square, why there was a gate, why there was a wall, why there was a point. Nobody got that. Nobody got that. They just all wanted to move to Hyde Park, Bob. They didn't get the fucking deal. What the deal? Why there was a goddamn square there? See?
I think you're talking
they
about the Ionian Dimitri. Are you talking about Dimitri?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they don't know what Cardiff is. They don't even know what Cardiff is, Bob, so they can't be bothered by that, so it's okay. But
can we play this?
It's in the archives.
Play it.
They're in the, it's right. In the archives. Okay. Why can't they find it in the archives? Oh, I know. Send Bert an email. Bert will look it up for you. He's our little, he's our little library. He's Bob's little Library of Congress, isn't he?
Okay. I was wondering if the aliens, Well, what was interesting, I was talking to one of my beach walk friends, and he said, I was talking about the aliens
you're
coming, the new aliens.
You only have one friend you walk with, Bob. God damn, you have like, there's like a little crowd. You have a posse. and you only talk to one person, and they have to be scrunched off with disinfectant before you talk to them. So, yeah, good luck with that.
Are you talking about Glenn?
Well, who else would there be, Bob? Who else is there?
Okay, we'll come to him in a minute. Okay, so talking to the other guy, who you say is not really my friend, and I mentioned some of the scenario, and he said, well, that's in the Bible. They talk about the Messiah coming, and he comes with the aliens. So I would like to know which parts of the, I'm assuming it's the Book of Revelation where it's mentioned. So I
We did that Saturday night, Bob. We went through all that.
I know,
that.
But I want to review that. I Googled aliens and the Messiah, and I came up, somebody said Revelations 8:13. Do you agree with that?
We do.
Revelations 12, chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Do you agree with that?
We do.
Revelations 9, Revelations 12. And Revelation 14.
Now wait. Yeah, but you got more than that. Don't forget about the Nephilim.
Yeah. Which chapter are they in?
Well, that's in all the Old Testament.
Right. So in the Old Testament, there's a mixing of alien and angels. Aliens and archangels. It's mixed up, right?
They show them all as the same. Y'all had this extra mix. Of the position. Mm-hmm.
Did you say I add the mix?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just see it as the same phenomenon. It's all the same. And generally,
sure.
It's a cephalum?
Typically.
Right. So they talk at the beginning in Genesis, I think, about the gods mate with the daughters of men. That
yeah.
would be considered angels, but it's actually aliens
correct.
From other galaxies. And
well, that's Lilith. That's Lilith.
Yeah. Is she an alien more than an angel?
Yeah, that was Adam's second wife.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would call aliens what you said to me back in 2010 or so, foreign bodies. Aliens
yeah.
are foreign
like,
bodies.
Like Jane Roberts Steph.
Mm-hmm. She was a foreign body?
No, Steph was. That was the third child of Adam.
Right. And you're not talking about Seth that speaks through Jane Roberts. You're talking about Seth, the
that's
child
the one
of
Jane Roberts. That's the one Jane Roberts was talking about, was that same Seth, but that's
okay.
another conversation.
Did she know it was Lilith's child?
Yes. Of course.
Okay. So, Revelation 12, you agree with that. Revelation 14, chapter 14, verse 6. Are there other parts? Well, wherever the cephalim and Messiah. No. Is there a distinction if you're a close reader of the Bible where you say, oh, these are talking about foreign bodies, not cephalim, not angels? Sir,
depends,
the way to see.
Depends on, Bob. Like if you're having a dinner party, there's something that goes on, it's odd, you can't figure it out. Or if you have like a get together or a coming out ball or some sacrosanct technological information position, you can judge based on what's going on by how they respond.
You gave us the quote that refers to the aliens in Nostradamus. That was 5:10, I think. Are there other places, or is that the main one?
That's enough. That's enough to send church away. Yep.
Yeah, that's the unknown one.
To not be served tea would typically turn out church and bring the cat to come lay up
so,
on your pussy.
Yeah, so the it's called the in line 4, the unknown ones. That refers to the aliens. Correct?
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Yeah. Now the queen listens to our private session, so did she know about the aliens and this kind of knowledge, or this is new for her? It's refining what she did know.
We'll have to see. You don't know what that is, so we'll have to see.
You don't know what she's perceiving. Right?
We'll see.
All right. Okay. Terrence McKenna, when he takes psilocybin, he started in the jungle in Amazon. He may have taken it back in the States, but he got some very good high-quality stuff. He says you take a lot, and then you go into the trip, and eventually you'll come to a voice. Everybody comes to a voice that starts talking to you. He called it the mushroom voice.
In essence,
what is
that's not the right word. That's not the right word, but it's a good word. It's okay.
Which word? The voice or spirit or the mushroom voice? Which words did I say
mushroom,
that you...
The mushroom voice.
Right. Did... Would you like to take a drink of tea for a minute? I don't want you to fade out. Would you like to have a drink of tea?
No, we're going okay.
Okay. So
hey, it's 8 o'clock, so it's 8 o'clock.
I know.
So pick it up with your butt cheeks. Let's go.
What is the voice that you hear in a deep psilocybin trip?
The voice is called eternity.
Is it a voice
no.
in the mushroom? Not in the mushroom.
No.
Is it something in yourself, your
yes.
divine spark? Aha.
Always.
It's your divine spark you're talking to. Now
don't make that a fucking religion. That's all we need is another religion. As long as it's not
right,
a religion,
no.
then that's okay.
And we're doing our darndest to make sure we're not a religion, correct?
Well, every time you get a soul save, you start slitting their wrists. So, yeah, you're doing
yeah.
good. This is the This is the most ridiculous, inappropriate cult that's ever been, Bob. You've run off thrice more than you've ever saved. It's pretty amazing. But don't worry, the Church of Subgenius will save the day, Bob. It'll save the day. That's funded, by the way. Did you know that?
The Church of Genius is funded?
Yeah, it's a good ministry. It's doing good.
No, it's funded by CIA or DIA or...
Oh, now you go with them goddamn questions again. There you...
This voice that one encounters in themselves, the eternal non-physical... Is that a non-physical voice when you hear your voice speak to you and you think it's a mushroom?
No, it's not non-physical. Not non-physical. You may call it that because you're stupid and don't know what the hell is going on. You might call it that, but it's not that at all. That's right. It's appropriate. It's esoteric. It's sublime.
It's more what you refer to as essence in
essence.
A person.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, essentially.
Pardon the pun.
Right. It's an important point that the sacred inner voice that one could turn into a religion is not non-physical. It's the essence.
No. And see, the non-physical could be the heaven that saves you or the hell that consumes you. See, the non-physical can judge you. The non-physical can raw you on. The non-physical can open you up. The non-physical can shut your bitch ass down. See?
Yeah, that's what I've been saying to people, that ION is non-physical. It's the spectrum of the devil all the way to the demons to the saints. The whole thing is in non-physical.
It's not even about that. Then only that representation is how close or far away. There's a fine line between agony and ecstasy. We said that to death.
That's right.
There's a fine line. We played the song. You played the song. You're so obedient. We're so thankful. Blah, 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 whatever all that means. You're doing good, Bob.
Okay. In these quotes of the aliens and the Messiah in the Bible and the aliens showing up in disguise, am I mentioning that mix in those sections?
You are.
So I could be seen as the Messiah.
The famous song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, that was you.
Mm. Right, so the Beatles saw that on their LSD trips.
Yeah, well, okay, whatever you call it, whatever trip you call it. It might have been a nice trip to Southampton, Bob.
Right. But the point is that I'll be mistaken as the Messiah.
Always.
People.
Mistaken?
Okay.
Yeah. But you might be the Messiah. We'll have to see. We'll see what Lady Chatterley has to say about it, Bob. We'll see if you're the savior or not.
I like her. I like her.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
You know I like her. Is that what you're saying?
Do.
Right. What are watchers as opposed to aliens?
Oh, watchers are resident humans that are caught in the transcendental position that can't have eternity and can't find the requiem. So they can't die and they can't live. So they're stuck.
So right, and they're humans.
That were stuck. They are humans, yeah. Jenny's mother was a human. Jenny Virginia Gunther Sanders' mother was a human, yes.
And she became a watcher.
An immortal. Mm-hmm.
The motto?
Immortal.
Okay. So the vampires have this dilemma, but on a lower level. They're trapped in the physical. They're not
excellent. Well, they're trapped in the bloodlust. They're trapped in the bloodlust. Now, humans are in a bloodlust, but they're trying to find their place or power in the blood. Vampires are different. They're trying to get blood to be sustained, any kind of blood, except for dead blood. Dead blood don't work for them.
Right. Okay. What's his name? Terence McKenna talks about the I Ching has 380.
Oh, God.
Okay. He has 384 lines in the I Ching, which represents 13 lunar cycles with 29 days for each cycle.
It's the age of Aquarius. That's past, Bob. The age of Aquarius.
I know. Yeah, and he's talking about the time wave, and it comes together in 2012. Because it's all about time, he's wrong. He's wrong. That's the problem.
No, we would give it, if he would do it from an age-old position, like a dynasty, okay, we could work with that. The Ming dynasty was, and or maybe is, that doesn't have anything to do with time, but now he's making it in some linear transport or construct that has to be applied to some constrict. It's constrictive. So that doesn't work. It doesn't apply. So, yeah, he did real good up to that point. Yeah, he needs to find a nice, he needs to go find a nice lover. Maybe he'll feel better.
Right, so he transitioned because the extra drug taking he did damaged his brain chemistry.
Okay, whatever that means.
Well, no, he was damaged by too much psilocybin DMT use.
Okay.
Or was there another reason? He committed suicide because the time wave wasn't working.
That's enough. Yep, we like that too.
Okay, so good, the I Ching is about eternity, not about
it's
time.
It's not I Ching. It's I Ching. Ching.
Okay,
I Ching.
I Ching is about eternity, correct?
No, it's about the eternal. It's not about eternity. It's about the eternal. Because, see, if you're talking about eternity, you have to include time. See the problem?
And if you bring
how
in
do you
cycles,
gauge how long is eternity?
I know. If you bring in cycles, that's time. That's not it. So I Ching is engaged with some kind of communication like ion is?
In essence, at the most base level, we'd say, okay.
There are nukes. There are nukes being shipped to Iran. They arrive in 10 days. I was told this yesterday.
There are
9 days.
They are already there. They've already arrived.
So Glenn's sources knew something of it, but not exactly, because they said it was coming in 10 days.
Correct. They're already there. They're already there. They arrived.
Yes. And so now Glenn says big war is going to happen in the Middle East because of these nukes. Do you agree?
Big war is going to be happening despite those nukes.
Why is
that?
Big
war is going to happen. The Valley of Megiddo, Bob. What the fuck? Shit.
Well, won't the nukes be used in that?
You've been planning this war? No, Bob. They don't have to shoot the nukes off to get the hit. All they got to do is argue the point. All they got to do is threaten to use it. It's not glory, Bob. It's the hope of glory they're trying to achieve.
So in the war in the Valley of Megiddo, nukes will not be used.
Don't have to. No, it won't be necessary.
What? People will be fighting with AK-47s?
The weapons of their warfare will not be carnal.
Ah, so that's part of the angel warfare among angels?
As well. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Are the aliens in the mix of that warfare?
Certainly.
And we're in the tribulation, which seems to end in 10 months. This will happen.
Or so. Don't lock yourself in a box, but we'll say or so. Yeah, we got that.
Right. But that means these events are happening within 10 months or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we like that. That's no problem. Because it's all relative. Because what they're going to do? We're off by 30 days or 12 minutes or 90 days. Nobody's going to know or care. Most of them will be dead anyway, so it don't matter. It's all relative.
Right, so in the Bible it
just
says
saying,
3.5 years.
Just saying. We're not being mean. We're just saying.
Yeah, in the Bible it says 3.5 years of peace. That's the Trump era. And then 3.5 years of bad times. Biden.
Well, have you? Has that not been the experience so far? Do you think?
It has, and but we're not waiting 3.5 years. That's a little off.
Well, we're going to see. Well, we don't know that. We don't. You ain't got. Hey. Ask Carolyn if they still had groceries at the Costco when she went last.
Yes.
They did. They
okay.
did. Yeah.
So it ain't. So. It gets really bad when you go to Costco and they ain't got nothing to buy. That's when you know it's bad.
Right. And that this Costco thing happens within a couple of months. The things
well,
are collapsing
already,
yesterday.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. When they're paying people to take a lawnmower to run over the soybeans, that's not good, Bob.
And why are they doing that? They want people to serve?
There's two parts. One, they know 2/3 of the population are going to die and they're not going to need all that food. Two, is they're going to use it to incite the condition that people need to go in and let go, and it's not worth living, so they should die. That was Mir, wasn't it, Bob?
No, Karen, yes, it was.
Don't you say a word. Carolyn, you know what it was. The people who had the HIV AIDS, they had to decide if they wanted to live or not. That's how that went. And that decision was made. That's the same decision that's going to get made here. It's too hard to live, so they'll choose to die. And their immune system and their CD4 and their blood counts will respond in kind. Yeah. Watch. There's a great synchronicity. It was, honey, you.
Am I talking to the tech body?
Maybe. Chances are. Hey, up to 8 o'clock you had eye on. After that, we don't know what you get. We'll see what you get after that.
Oh, and the tech body's unreliable? Is it lies?
No. It's succinctly dependable more than the sun, moon, and stars. That's because we are so powerful because we know. That's the point. And what we don't know, we borrow from the humans that are willing to sacrifice their sacrosanct immunity. Their sacrosanct immunity. They'll give it up. They'll give up their lives to conquer the world, and then they'll forfeit it to a lamb. Beautiful.
You're talking about people, the Quant family, they want to take over. They'll do anything to take over, give up themselves, but then Bob the Lamb takes it from them.
Mm-hmm. Correct. They yield, they'll throw it away. They'll call someplace paradise and then kiss it goodbye.
So Amazing Polly, she might figure out one of these
days that she's pitiful, analyzing.
Yeah,
she's analyzing
the Quant family. She's going to realize it's Bob. She's the one who did write to her.
Maybe.
And she
well, she doesn't know who Otto von Habsburg is, Bob. How the fuck she going to figure out anything? She doesn't know who Mae Brussels is. She doesn't know how this stuff applies. Like, she runs around like she knows something. Like, she's running something. This is like a babe in Toyland that shows up and Santa Claus indeed lives in the North Pole. She doesn't know how it gets down the chimney, however. So we're not too impressed, but, you know, things happen.
Who's phoning me? Who would have my number?
Elvis Presley. Of course.
Yes, but no, they don't have access to this place.
Who is that? You don't. What do you mean? Elvis Presley's everywhere.
Well, Carol?
It's a robo-call. It's a robo-call. You've been robo-called. How'd
they get in here?
Who? They didn't. They didn't get in, Bob. They're trying to get in. There's somebody knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. You got to let them in, baby. If you don't let them in, you're all right.
Were they trying to get into Bob Land?
Oh, everybody is, Bob. You're the best drug going. You're better than fentanyl, Bob. And you know?
I'm the best drug going.
Yeah, ask Sue Bones. She'll tell you. She's stuck in the land of nothingness. Used to be the land of plenty. Now she's stuck in the land of nothingness.
Is she going to get
to get her out? We're going to try to get her out, Bob. She can't get out now, Bob. She's fucked up now. We don't know. We're going to try. How many? We sent a lifeboat. We sent a helicopter. We sent an airplane. And she said, "No, I'm gonna wait on Ion. No, I'm gonna wait on Ion." Well, goddamn, Ion has come now. We don't know. We're gonna see. We're gonna do what we can. Had to drag, hit the ball and drag Harry, we guess, and get her out of there somehow. I don't know, but Brendan's fucked, so that's all we know.
So she screwed up the new rules. Canadians can't leave, go into the United States or something, right?
Right now, it's all that, closed up.
Right.
Okay. But see, she's got a little bit of a, she's got a little bit of deference because she was trying to protect the boxes in the garage that were out you. So,
right.
And we give her the, last pass for that because that's the only thing that could out you, Bob. They be sure and play that. You be sure and play that. That's good. That's, you be sure and do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Eva Von Braun. She started off rough, but she figured it out. It's all good. No trouble.
Eva realized Hitler was on to something useful.
Hell yeah. Yeah, fuck all that. As long as, hey, it starts off, as long as it ends good, who cares how it went?
And he survived the bunker, Hitler did, but he didn't live many months after. He died in Ethiopia, I think is what you originally said, correct? Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
All
but
right.
He chose to separate it because he's like, it was like, he's like, this is stupid. Why are we going through all this? Stupid.
Okay. Here it is.
Oh, good. The one we've been waiting on. Carolyn,
yeah,
this is the money shot. Here we go. This is going to be good.
Okay. Skip, the dog represented.
As a representation, as a representative condition. Say it as a representative condition. Because not all dogs live like that. Some dogs live outside, so they don't have to live with it. But if they live in a bed, if they sleep in the bed with you, they're going to get whatever you got.
Right. So.
They stop it up. They stop it up. They stop it up.
Yeah, did all religions, and going back to the Emerald Travelers, predict the merger of the guff with Earth, or non-physical with physical? That was the big dramatic moment that coincided with the switching of the poles. Is all scriptures and all religions predict that?
Yeah, they confirm it. Okay, wind it up. We got to get rounded. We got rounded out here. Let's go.
Okay.
One more good one.
Are we going to, I got two or three little ones. Are we going to stop the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab?
No, you are not. You're not. You're not going to stop it. You're going to profit from it next.
That will be the condition of the 28 empires, 28 countries will be under the Great Reset conditions.
You'll see. 22 of those will see. 22 of those 28 will see. The apartheid condition.
Now the aliens are fighting in the subway.
No.
1,000 cats. No, they're not.
They're not fighting
they
anymore.
Won.
They won.
And they killed off 1,000 humans, Ian said.
At least.
So now
that's
they're waiting for the Right, they're waiting for the new aliens to show up. So they can figure out what to do with that.
Whiskey Foxtrot, Bob. Whiskey Foxtrot.
All right. So I talked about, after I have my press conference, the media will cancel it, may not cover it. I'll be subject to cancel culture.
No, they won't have a choice. No. Here's what's going to happen. Those that don't are going to be canceled. You're going to become the Walter Cronkite. Remember Walter Cronkite? Nobody canceled his bitch ass. What he had to say, everybody listened to. So you become the Walter Winchell or the Walter Cronkite of the era. You'll see.
Awesome.
Don't get all upset about that because it doesn't matter. You've got virgins to worry about, Bob, for the subgenius. So you can proceed. Now at the end of the fucking world, you win. So congratulations.
Well, we're the pocket at the end of time. That's what we are in the
Okay. That would be called that's a reticule. Isn't it a reticule? Don't we talk about a reticule often?
A reticule is a purse, right? Yeah, a purse. A little
pocketbook.
Purse.
Pocketbook.
It can be little. Yeah.
It can be a big purse, Bob.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
good.
So we,